Blog Talk Radio.
As a out of the dry ground, he has overall the harvest. And we see him. There's no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He hid and averted our face from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Of our sorrows twice. Yeah, sorrow. He needed sorrow. Being you stricken and smitten of God and afflicted, he was wounded by our transgression. That's two types of sin. Amen. He was bruised by the iniquity. That's sin, all kinds of sin. Chastisement, our peace was upon him by his stripes. We are healed. Now that's at the cross. Healing was at the cross. Dying for sickness and sin was at the cross. Amen. That's why we have power, amen, over sickness and sin. When Jesus came, amen, he came from 1 John 3, amen. For those of you who thank God for coming in the broadcast, 1 John 3 and 8, amen. For this reason, the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. That's why Jesus healed. That's why he came healing all of the earth. Jesus healed the sick, the blind man, the lady with the issue of blood. Why? Because the devil brought sickness. And Jesus died for that. He brought victory to that. Amen. All of God's people have power over sickness and sin. We have to practice this just like we practice salvation. Once you confess sin, once you believe that God died for you and your faults, amen, you'll see that, amen, you got victory. All you say, keep your commandments. All day, all day, and every day, you just walk in it just like you know how to drive or food. It comes from home to you. You might get irritated sometimes by the world that's around you, but down deep down inside, you know you're saved. Because you have done the things God requires. Confession, repentance, baptizing water, all that was confirmation naturally and instruction for you. But yes, I accepted all of it. I confessed it. Amen. I believe that, and that's why I'm saved. Amen. And the scripture has said, appoint those that feel that they have never sinned. Amen. And Psalms, Ecclesiastes, 7:20, but there is no man on earth who does not sin. No man. Amen. Even Roman priests, they all have. That's why Jesus came. Head one verse. That's Jesus. First of all, we're not sin. Sometimes we have sin. Those we talk about or discuss about. Amen. John the Baptist, because he leaped in his father's womb. Amen. When he was born in the flesh. Amen. Mary and Joseph. Amen. John the Baptist came. Amen. But Jesus was born through the Holy Spirit. Amen. He was born without natural blood. That he was born, amen, through Mary, but he was without sin. He was without sin. Amen. So we have 1 John 1:8 says, if we say that we have no sin, deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Amen. Amen. The world go around, that's why I love the model of prayer. Give us of our transgression, and we forgive those that trespass against us. You don't know what you did to them. Amen. Iniquities cover up everything. Argument, hate, nasty thoughts, going off on people. Amen. Aggressive people, bullying people. That's what iniquity covers all sin. That's what sin is. All transgression is like a stop sign that you know how to enter. Stop and you keep going. Physical, you know. Iniquity is the thing that you don't know. Amen. That's why sometimes Proverbs says, James said, don't say, no adultery. That's a sin. So if a person tell you, I don't sin, I don't know why, I don't need church. But God said, you deceive yourself. And deception comes from the devil. He don't want you to know that you're doing wrong. He don't want you to know, just like you going up to the store, you don't know your credit card in it. Boy, whatever. You walk up to this is good. You know, I know this card is good. You have a card, sir. Can't take it. That's why you walk up to everything and say, okay. And you walk up and say, well, do you have Jesus? No, I'm coming up in my home. I'm sorry. And we can't take it. Because everything is covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. There was a lady in the Bible, amen, in the book of Matthews. She's a Gentile. Amen. We're going to read it to 15. Say, all the healing is the children of grace. You know, time of the year we go to certain people out on TV, I'm going to give you some grace. Also, the thing, your family. Your family. You're the family. They know they accept you. You know, you might not get along with them, but that's family. That's family. That's family. Amen. But you're in the family. But here's the lady. Amen. She's a Gentile. And a Gentile, amen, at the time when Jesus came, Jesus was a Jew. All the Jews was a chosen people. And Jesus was a Jew. And you fight people that say, oh, I don't paint ties, I don't support the church. Amen. They don't know that Jesus was a Jew. And every Sunday they go into the tabernacle to get a prayer cup. Amen. And Jesus paid tithes, all the Pharisees paid tithes, all the Jews paid tithes. So that was their billing for them. Amen. But this lady heard about the goodness of Jesus Christ. Amen. We pick it up at 10 and 21. The dead Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and saw him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not me, to take children bread and then cast it to the dogs, calling healing, casting out devils, is the children bread. That's us. That's what you eat. That's your natural daily food. Amen. That's automatically given you. Amen. Healing died on the cross. Jesus died for healing. And the way you accept salvation, the same way you can accept healing. The Lord, I'm saved. Lord, I believe in you. You know, I accept you, Jesus. I know I'm saved. I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm saved. If I can hold on to it, amen, the same way you should hold on to your healing. Don't let the devil take your healing. Amen. The first thing that happens to young baby Christian, the enemy can attack your mind. You ain't saved. Oh, what you doing? You need all kind of negativity will come that you never thought about coming because the enemy know you're saved. I learned to use that as a spiritual weather report. When the devil say no, Jesus did already said yes. He always bombarded. That's where the warfare goes right up in your throat. That's where he always fights you. Right up in. What you don't know, that's where the devil comes in. Oh, you don't need this. You don't need that. He said, but if I don't need it, why are you telling me that? You ever thought about it? Why, if I don't need to go to the church, why are you telling me I don't need to go to church? Let me go there and get, destroy myself. You know I don't need it. But no, he don't want you to go get wisdom and understanding. He don't want you to know what season you're going through. He don't want you to know that this is the season. The And I'm going to let my season last sometimes. Cold weather comes, summer comes. All you have to do is stand strong, like Paul said. You all are standing, let's stand there. You know, let me wrap up what I was focused on now. I ain't going out the house, child. I don't leave this house, but you stay in the house. You go visit the parents, whatever. I get up there, I'm going to stay in the house. And you're not going to come out. I ain't going out. It's too cold. Or it's too hot. And they're like, so this is a season. And then God wants you to know, amen, what we're going through is a season, but we have the power. It's automatically, and healing is for you. Amen. Get the crumbs. You know, some of you got today, they got this bottom food for the dog. We had dog, we give them the brain. Crumbs. Bone, if you get a bone. We don't eat bones, if you get a bone. If you don't. Amen. He starved. Amen. Now, he said, even the dogs, Jesus said, and she said, truly, Lord, yet the dogs and crumbs was falling on the master's table. Now, she was determined. You got determination. You just need to turn it around and use it for old God. And keep God's promises and talk to God like you talk to the world and talk to things when you won't get done. God has given us power. That's why he said, no, they don't need to bring no dogs. They don't need to bring no pigeons. They don't need to bring no bulls. They don't have to do nothing. All I want to do is confess and believe, because God knows when you confess and believe, and you stand your ground, nobody can turn you around. You believe in something, and you want to do something, anybody can turn you around. You got your mind made up. It's hard. Amen. It's hard to tell you. I got some people now, we're trying to tell them where, you know, where they're at, who this, who that. They don't believe it because they don't see it. And, you know, they got their own gun off. Nobody can tell me. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. People fall and die. It's not because they don't want to give up their own conscience. They don't want to give up their own way. If you read the book of Revelation, in the last days, amen, these things are going to be defocused and walk to earth. Amen. They're going to have a head like a horse and hair like a lady and have teeth like lions. And they're going to have a body like a hard, amen, long tail at the end like a scorpion. And they're going to be hidden people. But they're going to live people. And all God wanted is confession. He said, then you've been worshiping idols. Then you've been worshiping this. Oh, he did that. I did that. And this part of people had on the front to get me back out. But they're standing and deny God. And they're standing dying. You can't tell me. You can't tell me. People won't hold on to their faith. They won't hold on to their stubbornness. Amen. That's why Jeremiah said stubbornness and rebellion is worse than witchcraft. Mm-hmm. Witchcraft works to change, but they know they can make money. They want to fulfill. Amen. But people will hold on to their stubbornness. Amen. And rebellion is worse. Amen. So when you read the book of Revelation, you should read. Amen. How this world, amen, they're going through this season, and God will always warn his people. And he'll warn people themselves. This lady wasn't a Jew, but she was hollering out for her child. Amen. She wanted this, the devil, she knew the devil had possessed her. Amen. And she said, but even, amen, even the dogs, the crumbs, she was determined. If you determine, you notice God don't turn, Jesus don't turn people back. 20th verse. And Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is thy faith. It be unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made holy. Don't tell me that the church, y'all can't pray for somebody. Oh, she don't believe me, he don't believe me. That's all right. That's all right. You go to God for yourself. You go to God for them. But the devil got them. You know, when the devil gets people, they don't have a mind to think right. They don't have a mind to do what's right and what's wrong sometimes. They get caught up in the pleasure, and they get caught up in the power. And you wonder why all these people got all this money, and they got all this talent. Amen. But now, they still want something else. What do they want? They want power. happening, how the world is being written out. By this virus, that's the devil, demonic, all over the world. It ain't one city. It ain't one thought. It's not just one color, one language. It's the whole world. And who can do that next to God? The devil. He's demonic. Amen. So, but what happened? God gave us power through healing. He said, this, you shall receive power after what? The Holy Ghost. And all of that, he said, Mark, he said, you can lay hands on the sick, and they shall what? Recover. And they say, what kind of sickness? What kind of disease? We in the season that the church can rise up and use your power to help your family. Y'all in here. You're in Israel. That's why we speak to you. Everywhere Jesus went, if it was a blind man, it was a lady with the issue of blood, amen. If it was a crippled lady, amen. If it was malevolency, amen. If it was casting out demons, why he did that? Because he came in to what? Overturn all the works of the devil. How would it be that God would help us and save us and let the devil come along and still destroy his people? Amen. You got to use your power. You got to use your power. Amen. If you ask God, he'll give it to you. He won't lie to anybody. Amen. That's why, amen. Ministers are just, we just announce this. We just give out messages. In the latter days, God had prophets going around and saying, he tell them, was there any balm in Gideon? You ever heard that song, the balm in Gideon? Balm in Gideon. All in the Old Testament, bomb. Medication. What kind of medication? Herbs. And herbs and leaves. All from the body. What for that? That wash. Amen. Even to this leprosy. Amen. All they had to do is quarantine themselves. They go out and wash. Amen. Then they go quarantine themselves. The priest had the power to walk into the priest's house and see mold all in the house and say, what is that? All the scattered bones down. Amen. The house was cleaned up. They tear the house down, take the boards out and bury it. And the person that had it had to quarantine. And after so many days, they go back into the village. Amen. You ever knew this plague? I just they talking about quarantine. Amen. And wrap up. Amen. It's the same type of same devil. It's the same devil. Amen. God give us power through the Holy Spirit. He give you dreams and visions to tell you what to do. Amen. Amen. He'll tell you what to do and how to do it. God of knowledge. He's a God of knowledge. Amen. He'll tell you how to do it. The time. Amen. I got a call. I'm going to pray. I'm going to go back to the Lord told me about it. Told me where it was. Amen. I had a call. Leader over me, I said, I mentor. I first started out, he started to say, he said, I know you need some money. And I'm going to tell you, go down there and eat the business. No, I can't do that. I said, what are you getting? No, I can't take it. I want you to learn how God helped you in your troubles. Because if I can tell you where it goes, I'm taking money out of it. Amen. See, all these people bearing money. You know, I'm going to lose the ass. I'm going to bear it. I know these mattresses are full of money. Amen. All these kind of things. You know, Charles. We used to do that. But anyway, God knows what it is. I don't know what it is. But God will show you how to get out of your problem. That means more to you than the money he gave you one time. You need to know how to get it all the time. God ain't no one time, God. Amen, amen. You need to be around the right people. Amen. You hear me talk about all this. It's supposed to pay tithes. Have you ever paid tithes on $250,000? No, he didn't pay that. That's sweating. That's sweating time. Mm-hmm. We were sweating. Amen. Okay, you paid $10, $200, $250, $25,000. He sweating. Oh, Lord, I didn't get that church. I didn't get up again. Lord, the devil come out of woodwork. One day, a friend of mine, my mom actually told me when I first got saved. Amen. He was doing something. They go down to church anyway. They said, well, we got a building for us. We got a building over here. Being died. I took a while. We ain't doing this. We died. Amen. And I had to borrow my book. I don't know where it was. You know, I came down and started to say, don't you worry. You ain't paying money for that. then you fed it to God. That's God business. Amen. But the devil tell you, amen, always want to be a millionaire and God's faith. I know a mission is a millionaire. They made God all got a promise. Now they broke. Because they lied to God. They didn't know Jeremiah 17 lost and he tried to raise. Amen. He owned the bank. He know where his money is, but he tries to raise. And you keep saying, Lord, I want this, Lord, I want this. The time you get it in your hand, amen. Malachi say what? You get it, big ass say he. You look at it, man, I thought I had 20. What happened? One day we got in the church, the old Wilson, we had a church. Amen. We came from out of town, my wife made the wife. We have this old kid, like, with crabby. I pull up out there, so you can check the bill.
Always go to God first and pray. Always go to God first and pray. Who you
when you get up in the morning, maybe make a little note on the mirror or the bathroom somewhere, pray first. Make it a note to your life that you pray first. That'll take the weight off of you, take the stress off of you. Amen. You go to God first. Put all your burdens on Him first. Amen. That's practice. That's part of your salvation. Amen. You learn how to pray. You learn how to read. Amen. You know how to meditate. Amen. And that's what keeps your salvation. Amen. Amen. You know you're in a daily walk with God. Amen. Then by and by, amen, the same way you keep your healing. You go to God first. Amen. And talk to Him. Lay hands on Him. Pray for Him. Amen. Healing is your brain. This lady was determined. Determination is part of faith. Faith is hope. Amen. You keep striving. You don't give up. Don't give up. Say, amen. I need you to pray for me. Amen. Somebody said, okay, I'm going to hold on. I don't want you to pray for me. I'm sorry. I'm going back. I need somebody to pray for me. I'm determined. Amen. I got a problem. Amen. I want somebody to believe in God. Not no church person. Amen. We go to church, but we want spiritual food. Amen. But we go because of Jesus, and we keep in our salvation, and we keep encouraging each other. But just don't call nobody up and say, yeah, I pray for you. Amen. They get paid to pray for you, but it's not really real. Amen. Amen. We need to confess. We need to give it out. Give it out to God if you have to. I ain't got permission to go to the bathroom. Amen. Talk to God about it. Amen. You got it. Use it. Amen. This season, you got to use it. Amen. Talk to God about it. Amen. You're a valuable person to God. Amen. He gave you His Spirit. So we talked before that we're born again. We're more spirit now than we used to be. And you know you're more spirit because flesh didn't care about church, and right. Amen. You didn't care about what's happening. Amen. But now, you gotta have more compassion that you want to have. Things worry now more than you didn't used to have. Because what the love of God means. Amen. And the more you give to God, the stronger you get. Amen. 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 So the healer is the children's brain. Healer is the children's brain. You don't be careful, they can take you. Amen. World of power, you already got. Jesus said, you shall receive power in this communication. And God give you a vision, witchcraft, work can't take. God give you prophecy, you still can't take. The vision and dream. Amen. The devil got to forgive. Amen. He is saying your life is complete. But they want the money. Amen. God gives you. He wants the recognition. The power. Because you're a child of God. Here it is, a children's dream. Let it go. No, Lord. God, He can give you a promise. Jesus said you got faith in the muscle. But you got more than a muscle in the church. You got the whole tree. Amen. You got the whole community. You got it all. Amen. Amen. You got it all. And God, you know, the more you pray, I find out the more you pray, the more you lift up. The more you go through, the higher He lifts. Amen. We sin about God's grace much more. Amen. What you used to worry about, He lifts you above the world. When you used to cry about, He lifts you above the cry. When you used to be concerned about, He lifts you above that. Amen. He lets you know He's with you. Amen. He said, I'm with you. I'm with you. Amen. That's me more today than anything you ever going to get. Amen. People are going through the walls of the house of Christ. Lost the place to close. Amen. They're losing. But you can hold on to Jesus. You hold on to Him. It's your purpose to hold on to Him. Amen. It's going to prove out after a while what they got. It doesn't say. Amen. Amen. It's not going to stand, so don't worry about it. Isaiah, amen. Psalm 37 says, fret not, Joseph. man to it. Because after a while, it's going to pass away. Amen. Don't get worried about, oh, what they got. How they put it. Don't worry about it. After a while, it's going to pass away. One day, it's going to steal. It's so strong and so high, like one of them big old giant trees. Amen. But after a while, it's going to cut down. Amen. It's going to pass away. But you just trust in the Lord and lean on Him. Amen. Amen. You ain't going to pass away. Well, heaven and earth will pass away before one jot and one tittle of His word won't pass away. Little thing. Amen. Healing and the children pray. Amen. Let us say, I'm healed. I'm healed by the stripes of God. Thank you.